Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, Business Coach, we're talking about expectations and the disconnect, and of course, that is going to affect the business.
Last week, we talked about the expectations a small business leader has that may damage their business. This week, it's kind of more of the same. The disconnect between small business owners and employees, to me, is staggering today. Yeah. So we need to adjust our expectations. I'm not saying lower our expectations. Make sure everyone understands that. I'm saying we have to be clearer without the assumption of common ground understanding, because the common ground, it just isn't there. So here are three examples of what I mean.
All right, number one.
Expect employees will tell you what is going well and what isn't. If they don't like what is going on, they just walk out. They're not going to tell you. To heck with a notice. As far as what is going well, they assume this is how work is supposed to be. If you're looking for constructive feedback from your employees, you have to establish that expectation on day one.
All right. Number two.
Expect employees to engage with coworkers and the job. The younger generation are much more comfortable communicating electronically than face-to-face.
Amazing.
Job engagement, in fact, people engagement in some cases, will need to be taught by the business owner, especially if your employees are directly interacting with your customers. The time spent training will bring dividends for sure.
And lastly,
the final expectation disconnect that is evident on most small businesses I'm witnessing today is if you expect that people will tell you when they are frustrated with some aspect of their jobs, then prepare to be disappointed. They may shout it out on social media, but rarely will they come directly to you.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.